Okay, Ayin Tes Amud Beis at the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, "Ve'elu nedarim shumefir dvarim sheish bem inui nefesh." So it sounds like those are the only things the Baal can be made for nedarim that the wife has inui nefesh on. So the Gemara asks, "Nidrei nefesh." Nidrei inui nefesh huda mefer shein bem inui nefesh ena mefer. What, those are the only things the Baal can make for things that have inui nefesh? Ah, v'atanya, Brisa says, bein ish li ishto bein av levito, the pasuk says, melamed shabal mefer dvarim shebeino leveina. We see that the husband also could be made for things that have to do with the relationship between him and his wife. And so why does the Mishnah just say inui nefesh? The Gemara answers, Amre, Halin v'Halin, Mefer. Really, Nechanami, he can Mefer both types. Inui Nefesh, Ein Beino Leveina. Miu, the difference is that Inui Nefesh, Mefer, Lo'olam. Aval, Shein Be'em Inui Nefesh, Kidisa, Techosoi, then Havya, Hafara. But Michi, Megarishla, Chaylala, Nidra. Bidvarim Shebeino Leveina, Shein Be'em Inui Nefesh. Aval, Yed Be'em Inui Nefesh, Lo Chaylala, Aleha, Nidra. So the difference is, they're in a chanami. He can be made for both. The difference is that by inui nefesh, it's the hafara is good forever. In other words, he's made for, and the nether never comes back again. It's gone forever. However, a nether that she makes between beino veina and he made for, difference is, as long as they're together, they're married, then it's canceled. It's mufar. But as soon as they get divorced, or he dies, and then she's not under him anymore, and then it comes back again. So, therefore, in the explanation of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah meant to say was, these are the nedarim that he's made for, the varim sheishma, meaning the nedarim that he can be made for forever. That's what the Mishnah wanted to point out. Avadah, he can make for also bein ol beina, but that's not forever. And the Mishnah wanted to point out a neder that can be moved for forever, and that's why it says only inui nefesh. I asked the Gemara, "Dvarim she'ein bem inui nefesh ki megarish lechaylala." What you want to say that if it doesn't have inui nefesh, like beino lebeina, once he divorces her, it comes back? I'll show you that's not the case. But none. The Mishnah talks about a woman that she assers on her husband her maisi adayim, and so it says over there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur Yomer Yafer. Shema Yegarshenu, Usei Asur Alo. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that even though Lamaisa, a woman cannot asur on her husband, her Maisi Adayim, because she's Meshuvah. So the actual neder right now doesn't have any mashmos, because she can't do that. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, as a safeguard, she should anyways be made for it. Why? So that in the event that they get divorced, if they happen to get divorced, so if he doesn't make for it, so then as soon as they get divorced, the netter will be shayach, because now she's not meshubatim anymore. Now her maisi adarim will be asur to him. So what? They're divorced. But now he won't be able to take her back again, once in Maksir, because we don't want him to take her back a woman that her maisi adayim are asur to him, because it's very hard to stay away from her maisi adayim. So, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, gives the Eitzah, he should be Mefer. Ah. Now, according to what we said, if it's true that Beino Leveina, things like that, after he's Mefer, it comes back again after they get divorced. So what do we accomplish? So you should make for it, so that if you get divorced, it'll remain mufar. It doesn't, if it's what we said, that after they get divorced, it comes back again. What does hafara do? It's not going to accomplish anything. Elamai, we see from here, it's not the case. If even beino lebeina, once he's made for it's mufar, even if after they get divorced. So, right, says the as we said, this al maki megarishla mefila mikara havyafara. It is a good hafara, even afterwards, after he's megarisher, it still stays there. So therefore, we're back to square one again. What did our Mishnah say mean when it says only inui nefesh he can mefer? So the Gemara says, Amrei. Okay, different taich. Halin v'halin havi hafar. So, enachanami. Like we said, if he's mayfair, inui nefesh, it works. If he mayfair is beinu leveina, that also works. Ella, the difference like this. Nidre inui nefesh mayfair bein leatzmo bein lacherim. Ein be inui nefesh leatzmo mayfair lacherim eino mayfair. And therefore, v'hachitani elu darim shu mayfair bein laatzmo bein lacherim the darim sheish bein inui nefesh. So we add one other little knaich and an effort work. Meaning that, again, inui nefesh, if he's mayfair, it's gone forever. It's gone now, it's gone after to get divorced, and it's gone even if she marries somebody else in the meantime. Somebody else, it's still mufar forever. However, when it comes to beinola beina, when they're married, he mayfairs it, it's gone. Even after they get divorced, it still is gone, but if she gets married to somebody else, then it comes back. So, that now, as we said here in the end, that's now the taich in our Mishnah. When our Mishnah said, what can the husband be mayfair, or nedarim that have inui nefesh, means the nedarim that are mufar forever. Now, and after they get divorced, and after she gets married to somebody else, what type of nedarim? Well, that's inui nefesh. Because bein ola beina is only now and after they get divorced, but not if she gets married to somebody else. So that's the taich of the Mishnah. Okay, let's do the Rashi's. Midiktani ve'elu nedarim shemeifer k'mafarsh behu, and the Mishnah says, what are those? Inui nefesh miklal de'ein od ein inui nefesh. Miklal de she'ein inui nefesh could go on, for example, the varin shemein ola beina ain't a mufar. It's mashma or mishnah. Only inui nefesh is mufar, not bein ola beina, which is not true. About Tanya b'sifre, it says bein ish levi ishto bein av levito binureha ma tamun lomo is teaching me that im l'nedarim sheish bein inui nefesh harei kfar nemar, that I already know. It says la'anos nefesh. So what is this pasuk teaching me? Elam elam meid shabal mefer nedarim bein ola beina. So mefarish price that he could also mefer things bein ola beina. Amri, so we said hani v'hani, both bein nidre inui nefesh bein bein ola beina ikam meifer enachani both. The difference is miu nidarim inui nidre inui nefesh meifel olam. That's mufar forever. Afilo lachar she teitzei b'tachtav. Even after they get divorced, shetit garesh, shetit almen, or he dies. V'achi kamar masnitzin. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah is saying. Elu nidarim shehu meifer laola. That's the emphasis. Ki megarish la ol titalmen, the nafka mirshu say when he leaves. There chayla, then it comes back and it's chal again. Binadarim shabein ol leveina, only those. Aval yesh bein rinu nefesh, etc. That's forever. Now hashas hu deka pashi little meal. So the Gemara is answering the shah. Okay, v'chimatzis amras dvarim shein behem inui nefesh ki megarish la the chayla la. You want to say that what? That things that are not inui nefesh, as soon as they get divorced, it comes back again? You say that's not the case. Vatnan b'masnisin konam shani osei lificha. If a woman says she yasters her maisi adayim on her husband, koma shani osei lahanat lificha yehei alecha gives should be alecha kegorban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says omer yafer why deshema. Yigarshena, but the Heasurla, we said, he says, take a safeguard, make sure you may for it, and just in case you get divorced, so she won't have that net, and then you can remarry her. Says Rashi, the bima shenadra hashta ain benedvarim klum. That right now, while they're still married, and she made such a netter that of her maisi adayim that her husband can't be nana, that's nothing. The ain a yochala leasura love. Masha tiknu lo chachamim mimena, right? Chachamim etakana that she has to give her maisi adai. So that is meaningless right now. She can't make a neder against that. Aval im yigarshena miyad chal a neder. But as soon as they get divorced, that neder will be then chal. Utei asura lachzor lo, and then she will not be able to marry him again. Shehi muderes ana mimenu vehainu dvarim shebein lo levayna. So this is dvarim shebein lo levayna. Vakama ar Rabbi Yochanan. Ben Nuri Yafer. So he said, therefore, you should be made for it now while you're married, just in case you get divorced, so you'll be able to take her back. We discussed through saying that once they get divorced, the neder comes back again. So even if you're made for it, so what does the hafara do? So Alma, what do we see? The chimefer v'hader megarishla to lo chayel alana. So we see not that way. You see that once he's made for, even if they get divorced, it doesn't come back. So therefore, amri halin v'halin bein yesh ben minu nefesh bein ein ben minu nefesh. They were talking about both the husband can be made fair, v'havil hu afara, and it's lo olam. Afilu meaning even after afilu achashitich garish. Ella the benidre difference is the benidre in nefesh mufarin lo olam. It's mufar forever, meaning bein la'atz or bein lacharim, bein yugarshenu v'yachzirena, or when the divorce takes her back, bein titinase lacharim, or she goes marry somebody else, it never comes back again. Once he's made her a neder of inui nefesh, but when it comes to things that are not inui nefesh, then la'atz mo mufar kishir yugarshenu v'yachzirena, then that's fine. It's not going to come back again legabi him. So after he divorces her, it's still mufar. After he takes, if he wants to take her back again, it's still mufar. Aval nises lacherim chayla. But if she goes marry somebody else, then it's going to kick in again. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah that the elu in the darm, we said she yesh ben mishum nefesh imir chatz and then milor chatz. Okay, so right now we're going to discuss what is this neder of imir chatz. Heichi kamar, what did she? What was she saying? Where she made a neder that imir chatz? That's there's no such neder like that. That's not a neder. If I bathe. So the more suggests, and maybe her neder is the following: Ilema de amra konem peros olam alai im erchatz. More suggests that maybe what it means is that she made a neder not to eat any fruit. So that's definitely inui nefesh. Clearly, she's offering all the fruit of the world on herself. That's vada inui nefesh. However, she did it al tanai, meaning if I bathe, if I take a shower, then I won't be able to eat any fruit ever. So it's an inui nefesh not to eat the fruit, and it's with a tanai imer chatz. So that's the imer chatz. It's a tanai to if she bathes, then all the fruit are going to be us. So if that's what we're talking about, the Gemara says no good for a couple of reasons. First of all, lama lahafara lo tirchatz lo litasran peres olam elu Allah. First thing is, why is that called? Why that inu nefesh that he's allowed to be mefer is not really any inu nefesh. Why? Because right now the fruit on asutur, right? You can eat the fruit. It's only if she bathes. So fine. So don't bathe, and the fruit won't be us. So there's no inu nefesh over here. So the Gemara is going right now in the understanding that not bathing is not an inui nefesh, because if not bathing is an inui, then it is inui nefesh. Just the answer, in fact, if you're not bathing is an inui nefesh. The more is understanding that that's not an inui nefesh not to bathe right now, and therefore right now she can just can eat, no problem. No, she can eat the fruit as much as she wants. She just has to be careful not to bathe. Only then it's going to kick in. Then it'll be inui nefesh. Right now, not. So why is that called a neder of inui nefesh that he can be made fair? That's number one. First problem. Second problem is the Gemara of an od kasha. Baha lema Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inu nefesh, dilma rachza vitasru peres olam ala. Also, Rabbi Yossi is not so great, if this is what we're talking about. Because the lashon of Rabbi Yossi, when he says ein elu nidre inu nefesh, sounds like he's zeroing in on the ikr neder, not on the tanai, you know, if I take a, it sounds like he's saying, nah, okay, tanai, fine, you can make a tanai, but what this woman's making a tanai in, if she takes a bath, then the paras are gonna be asr, paras being asr, and that's not inui nefesh. That sounds like what Rabbi Yossi's saying. Ain elu nefesh, the ikr neder that she's making, al tanai, is not inui nefesh, but that's not true. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that ushering all the fruit on oneself, that's definitely inui nefesh. So it doesn't fit in nice with Rabbi Yossi either to say that this is not inui nefesh. Sounds like the ikar isn't, but it really is. So therefore, that doesn't work. Okay, let's see Rashi at the end here. Why can it be mefer? The keva the lo amra konem peris alaystam. Had she said stam, you know, all peris are asra on me, fine, that would definitely be inuy nefesh. But that's not the case. Elatalia talia nidra. The girsa here in the Bach is behanas rechitza. So she was told this eating the fruit, which would be in a nefesh, in not bathing. So my masi, why can it be mefer? Vaha efshar the lo havi inu nefesh. Could be as not a inu nefesh. Why the lo techas velo titzar parents? If she doesn't take a bath, then the parents won't be asr on her. So why is that called inu nefesh? No inu nefesh only here. Only if she bathes. Vahashta lo sfira le the rechitza atzma havi inu nefesh. Like we said, you have to say at this point the gemara held that and then not taking a bath, that's not inu nefesh. Because that was also inu nefesh, and it is inu nefesh. That was question number one. Ve'od that e the kamra kia gavna. If you're going to say that this is what we're talking about over here in the Mishnah, baha lema Rabbi Yosi ain elu nidre inu nefesh klal veha vaday nidre inu nefesh ain. So the way we explained it is that also Rabbi Yosi is no good, because Rabbi Yosi seems to say like there's no inu nefesh here in the neder, in the etzim neder. But it is. What do you mean it is? The ushering of the etzem neder of not eating fruit, that vada is inu nefesh. So the lashon of Rabbi Yossi also doesn't fit in over here.